A word for you from Matthew 19, verses 25 and 26. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." You would recognize this story as being the talk afterwards, after the young man, the rich man, had turned away with great sadness from the Lord, and Jesus said that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples immediately interpreted this regarding the impossibility of anybody being saved, if this was the case. And then Jesus said these words of such hope. "Yes, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Now, there are a number of things that come to mind here. The one is that Jesus makes it possible. In the beginning of John chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." We automatically think only of the universe, the stars, the sun, the moon, and earth. But it is also true, and more importantly, the fact that salvation was made through him. When the rich young man had come to Jesus, he had said, "Good teacher, what must I do?" And then Jesus answered and said, "Why do you call me good? For only God is good." In a roundabout way, he was saying, "You are talking to God." And if at the end of this story, then Jesus said, "With God all things are possible," he was talking about himself. He makes it possible. At the time, the disciples didn't understand this. But as Matthew recorded it later on, they then understood that the Lord was talking about himself. The Lord Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem and on his way to be crucified for them. You see, salvation is impossible. Remember Adam and Eve, when they fell, they had no sin principle. They were not born in sin as we are. So what chance do we have? But salvation makes it possible. Jesus not only forgives, he puts in us the principle of life. Indeed, he puts in us his very own self by his Spirit, and he is able to live the impossible life.